You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe passed away today after he was shot during a campaign speech, according to local media reports. More details shortly. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, tech and auto sectors and more from around the world. Before we get to more updates, here's more on ex-Japan leader Shinzo Abe's death. Japan's NHK television says that the former Prime Minister was shot from behind minutes after he started his speech this morning in Nara in West Japan. He was airlifted to a hospital for emergency treatment but was not breathing and his heart had stopped. He was pronounced dead later in the hospital. The 67-year-old Abe was Japan's longest-serving leader before stepping down for health reasons in 2020. Police arrested the suspected gunman at the scene of the attack, which shocked the people in a country known as one of the world's safest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condoled the demise of Abe and said that the leader dedicated his life to making the world a better place, and as a mark of India's deepest respect, one day national mourning shall be observed on July 9th. Modi said that he was shocked and saddened beyond words at the tragic demise of one of his dearest friends. Now moving on to domestic developments. First up, here's how the stock market fared on July 8th. BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty rose amid gains in financial, IT and FMCG shares. Losses in metal stocks, however, limited the upside. Gains across global markets after the Fed hinted at a more tempered program of hikes in COVID-era interest rates aided the sentiment on Dalal Street. Sensex ended over 300 points higher, whereas Nifty reclaimed the 16,200 mark. One of the stocks in focus today was Tata Consultancy Services, as the company is due to report its earnings later in the day. After edging higher initially, the stock dipped, ending the session in red, more than 0.5% lower. Analysts and investors will look out for the IT giant's margin. This at a time when elevated employee costs continue to impact profitability in the IT sector thanks to high attrition, even as there is healthy demand for technology across sectors. Analysts in a CNBC TV 18 poll estimate that TCS margin for the April to June period would be at 23.7%, which means a sequential fall of 126 basis points. This as they expect the company's revenue growth to come in at 1.7% in dollar terms. In constant currency terms, analysts estimate growth to come in at about 3.5 to 4%. Another company in focus today was Mahindra & Mahindra. The automaker has said that the British International Investment would invest up to 1,925 crore rupees, that is $250 million, into its new four-wheeler passenger electric vehicle arm. This will result in 2.75 to 4.76% ownership for British International Investment in the new EV company. The total capital infusion for the new EV company is envisaged to be approximately 8,000 crore rupees between fiscal year 24 and 27. The shares of M&M rose more than 5% during the day, however, ended the day in red. Next up, shares of oil and gas companies traded mixed today, that is a day after sources told CNBC TV 18 that the windfall tax on ONGC firms is unlikely to be relaxed in the first review meeting on July 15. Following the development, stocks of most oil and gas firms including Indian Oil Corporation, Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, Gujarat Gas, Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited and Indraprastha Gas Limited were in the red territory. However, Oil India, GAIL, Reliance and Petronet maintain their spots in the green. Sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the centre is closely monitoring the volatility in the international oil market and will see the price trend before revisiting the current windfall gain levy. A windfall tax is a higher tax rate on sudden big profits levied on a particular company or industry. Moving on, the Central Bureau of Investigation has filed an FIR against former National Stock Exchange MD and CEO Chitra Ramakrishna, along with Ravi Narayan and Sanjay Pandey in the co-location scam, on instructions from the Ministry of Home Affairs. Narayan, the former NSE head, and Pandey, who headed the Mumbai police in the past, and Ramakrishna have been accused of illegally tapping the phone calls of NSC employees between 2009 and 2017. Searches in this new FIR of alleged phone tapping are underway at multiple locations across the country. Next is an update from the aviation space. Most Indians traveling on domestic flights are worried about safety owing to a number of incidents of late, according to a survey by Money Control and Local Circle. The poll conducted between July 6th and 7th shows that about 3 of every 4 domestic passengers are worried about safety during air travel. Around 21,000 people participated in the poll, which came after a number of incidents were reported on smoke, engine shutdowns or technical slags involving IndiGo, Vistara and SpiceJet flights. According to the survey, nearly half of the passengers think that incidents were due to inadequate maintenance owing to the financial crunch amid record inflation. About 42% of passengers who participated in the survey said that they were worried while traveling by domestic airlines in general, while 35% said that they were concerned only when they were flying on select airlines. Only about 16% of respondents said that they were not worried at all about flight safety. Next up, Supreme Court has granted interim bail to Alt News co-founder Mohammed Zubair in the case registered against him in Sitapur of Uttar Pradesh for allegedly outraging religious sentiment. The Apex Court also issued notice to the Uttar Pradesh police on Zubair's plea challenging the Allahabad High Court. However, Zubair will still be in jail as he is still in judicial custody in Delhi. He has been granted bail on an FIR filed in Sitapur. Zubair will have to surrender before jail in Delhi. The interim bail has been granted to Zubair for 5 days on the condition that he will not post any fresh tweets on the issue related to the case. He will also not leave the jurisdiction of Sitapur Magistrates Court. Lastly, here's an update from Ola. In an attempt to cut costs and streamline operation, the SoftBank-backed Ola Cabs might be looking at laying off around 700 employees of Ola Cars and Ola Dash, according to sources. Reports suggest that team heads have been asked to prepare a list of people for the layoffs. The cab aggregator currently has nearly 1,100 employees in its core ride-hailing business and directly competes with Uber, as per reports. Last month, Ola shut down Ola Cars, its used vehicle business, as well as Ola Dash, its quick commerce business. So far, Ola has shut down Ola Cafe, Food Panda, Ola Foods, and now Ola Dash. This comes after Ola's head of talent acquisition, Shikhar Sood, resigned about 2 to 3 weeks earlier, according to sources. More than 32 senior executives of Ola have resigned in the last 2 years. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.